What is up, everyone? My name is Eric Davis. I'm a contributing editor here at Fandango, and joining me again this week, as always, is Sean O'Connell, who is also a contributor here at Fandango, and we're going to talk some Justice League. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Eric, how you doing? This is very exciting because we've been reporting so many Marvel stories for a while, and, you know, those of us who are DC fans waiting to see that studio sort of kick their next stage into high gear, it feels like Marvel has lapped them with Phase 1, Phase 2, Phase 3, and all of the rumors that they're able to sort of capitalize on and generate a ton of buzz for. While DC does have Man of Steel coming up and they just put the Batman trilogy to rest, the fans are really pushing for this Justice League movie, and it feels like a big piece might have just fell into place this week.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and for those of you at home who aren't familiar with what Justice League is, but you keep hearing it, Justice League, I guess, is sort of DC's counterpoint to the Avengers. It's their team of superheroes, including Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Aquaman, The Flash. I think those are the primary members of Justice League, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Those are the ones you definitely want to see included in a big screen version.
Yes, and the past Justice League, they tried to get a film off the ground. It was cast. George Miller, who directed the Mad Max films, was supposed to direct it. I mean, they went pretty far with the film, and then it got squashed. And since then, Warner Brothers, who owns the DC stable, this is unlike Marvel, Warner Brothers has all of the DC characters. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, that's correct. And I think what happened is when they squashed it, you only get one chance at this, Eric. If you don't do it right, I think you set, you know, the plans way, way back. And so they have to be very careful and tentative about how they move forward with it, even though it seems like a couple of the pieces are in place with Batman and Superman getting big screen treatment already.
Yeah, you see, that's the problem with these kinds of films. Back in like the late 80s or early 90s, you could just fool around and throw something out there because the internet wasn't what it is now and there wasn't the pressure that there is now. And now that Marvel has set the stage with the Avengers and really just knocked it the hell out of the park.
Right.
Now there's just so much more pressure on these other studios that are building their superhero franchises. And you could see it. You could see it with X-Men, with 20th Century Fox is building this giant X-Men film now that is going to combine both franchises that they've sort of launched with the old characters and the new ones. And now Warner Brothers has to decide what to do with Justice League. So what are we hearing this week? What is the big rumor? What has got everybody nuts?
The big rumor is that Christopher Nolan, who shepherded, obviously, the three Batman films, the Dark Knight films, is coming on board or staying on board in a sort of godfather position at Warner Brothers, where everything DC related, everything superhero related will go through him. And one of his main focuses in the immediate future will be getting Justice League up and running. And it's in response to apparently the behind the scenes buzz on Man of Steel, which comes out this June, is really, really strong. That Zack Snyder did a really good job on it, that it's got a ton of action, that the fans are really going to respond to it, and that it's a really good catapult into a Justice League movie. Now, but in order for that to happen, a lot of things have to take place. You have to get somebody back on board as Batman. So there were conflicting rumors that came out this week saying that Christian Bale, they basically circled a quote that he gave. And I mean, he gave so many quotes during Dark Knight Rises press, but one time he said, he were approached by Nolan with an idea for a potential fourth one, he would love to keep exploring that and to see if they could keep it going. Now, he could have just been saying that, you know, completely out of context, but in the context of this rumor, someone clung to it and said it sounds like Bale would come back and the wheels are spinning to maybe bring him back into the fold as Batman and get him set up for Justice League. Now, that rumor was kind of debunked shortly after, where another site came out and said, yes, Nolan's on board as producer, but Bale definitely isn't coming back. And that's kind of where the fans have been debating. Like, does it make sense to bring him back after he got some closure at the end of Dark Knight Rises? Should they maybe go with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who sort of had the baton passed to him at the end of Dark Knight Rises? And I'm one of those guys who believed that if you could put Bale into the end credits of Man of Steel in a sort of shawarma joke, you know, the way that the Avengers shot that very last minute scene, they actually shot it after the premiere and snuck it in to the final cut of the print. If you could put Christian Bale teaming with Superman, you know, just to tease the, hey, Justice League is coming, we're working on getting it together, I thought it'd be a great idea. But then I read a lot of feedback from fans who are like, it would completely unravel everything that Nolan did at the end of Dark Knight Rises, where he gave Bruce Wayne this sort of fairy tale ending. And now I'm starting to agree with that.
Yeah, it's difficult to wrap your head around in some ways. And I think at this point, there's a lot of uncertainty. I know for a fact that Warner Brothers is very happy with Man of Steel.
Right.
We know for a fact, I think, that they're waiting for Man of Steel to debut. They're waiting for this kind of to land and see where it lands before they start making their big Justice League announcements. And I think it's between now and Man of Steel opening when they're going to start putting this together and piecing it together. I believe Christopher Nolan, I mean, it's the smartest thing to do. Warner Brothers needs a shepherd. They need their Kevin Feige for Marvel. Mark Millar was just brought into 20th Century Fox as of their shepherd. Warner Brothers needed it to be Christopher Nolan. I don't think he really wanted it to be him, but I'm sure they literally picked up a bank and stuffed it into his back pocket and said, you need to do this for us right now.
Well, and fans of his non-Batman movies are upset because it takes him off the table for other projects, and I understand that, too.
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. He's not directing Justice League, and he didn't direct Man of Steel. He's producing Man of Steel. He's producing Justice League. I feel like Zack Snyder is going to direct Justice League as well. I think they just want to wait a little bit closer to Man of Steel and just kind of feel it out, feel out the fans. I think Zack Snyder is going to be the director of Justice League.
What do you think about Bale? Should Bale come back?
You know, I'm of two minds with it. I'm of one mind that says that trilogy is done. It's in the books. What happened, happened. Bringing him back here sort of starts him on a new path. But, you know, then again, you say we've seen his arc. We've seen his story. We've seen what that version of Batman is. What would that bring to a new Justice League or to a new storyline if it's not either a continuation of that franchise or
I think the sticking point would be if you had Batman in a Justice League movie and he wasn't Bruce Wayne, I think that would be really strange.
It would be strange. It would be strange. And it's, and how do you introduce that to fans and how do they connect that to the other franchise? I mean, their problem here, and one of the reasons why it's good to have Christopher Nolan on board, is because when they bring Batman back, and if they bring him back in a Justice League movie before they relaunch him, you're going to have to connect that somehow to Christopher Nolan's movies. I don't think you can just show up with a new, brand new Batman and not say anything.
Right.
So I'm curious to see how they do that. You know, it's, and how do they do Justice League to begin with? You know, part of me feels like they're not going to do a Justice League movie in the traditional sense. Part of me feels like they're going to do a Superman Batman movie.
Okay, which would be like a world's finest type thing. Gotcha.
I feel like that may be the move to make.
And that's fine. I think when people say they want a Justice League movie, I don't think that they're clamoring for Aquaman and Wonder Woman. I think really they just want to see Batman and Superman together on screen.
Well, it also gives Warner Brothers a different approach.
Yeah.
Than Marvel. Marvel launched all these solo characters and then teamed them up. Warner Brothers had a Batman franchise. They're relaunching Superman. And now what if they said, all right, we're going to do a team-up film now, team up Batman and Superman, and maybe use that to now maybe do a couple of solo films. And then once they establish Batman and Superman in the same world, it may be easier to bring in these other characters that they can maybe launch and get Christopher Nolan involved in that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a smart way to play it. And I haven't heard anybody take that angle yet, you know, that you maybe start small. But it's funny to say start small by putting Batman and Superman together because that's pretty massive. But it would be a good way to take a few tentative steps forward instead of trying to jam the Justice League together.
Exactly. It's a different approach. The only problem there is if Man of Steel opens and it's just boffo and it's awesome and people are like, it's the new Dark Knight. It's the best thing since the Dark Knight. You know, and everybody's freaking out. Now Warner Brothers has to say, do we mess with that now? Do we we take that character, Henry Cavill from Man of Steel, and put him with Batman? And what if that just completely bombs? And what if we ruin the Superman franchise we just launched?
Oh,
what if we hurt Batman? I mean, I do not envy the people making these decisions, because
right.
They've had a very successful Batman run. I'm overjoyed to hear that Man of Steel is good. It's my most anticipated movie this summer. I'm happy for them, but I do not envy the choices that they have to make after this. I don't know what the right move is. I don't feel like Christian Bale being back is the right move. I feel like we're maybe done with his character. I'd almost rather see a new Batman that we can follow, a new story arc for that Batman, whether or not that's Bruce Wayne or whether or not that's a different person taking over Batman. I don't know. Perhaps they could bring Bale back and use him to pass a torch, although I feel like he already did that, you know?
Yeah, I feel like he did too. So we don't necessarily believe the rumors that are out there. We believe Nolan. We believe that they probably, like you said, dropped a dump truck full of money in front of him, and he's probably on board. But we're both pretty iffy about the Bale rumor.
Yeah, I'm very iffy about the Bale rumor. Excited that Christopher Nolan's involved. If it were up to me, I would make a Superman and Batman movie first. I'm curious to see if Man of Steel does any. You know, they've had a lot of time to work on Man of Steel, and I'm curious to see if they're going to drop the first nuggets of what their plan is in this movie.
Yeah, I'm curious about that too, and I think the timing of it, and I don't know how intentional this was, but it's great for them, and the fact that we have Man of Steel dropping in June, we have Comic-Con on the schedule for July, and Warner could have something really, really big planned in terms of when they introduce the Avengers cast on stage. You know, they could have something really, really big planned for the next stage of DC movies. And so I think that June and July are going to be pretty pivotal for the future of this franchise.
Yeah, and they're going to have to make a move, because Man of Steel is it. This is all they have right now. Marvel has an entire phase two that's taking us up until 2015 with the Avengers 2, and we're already talking about phase 3.
Right.
20th Century Fox is on the X-Men move, you know, and Spider-Man, and we've had discussions last week. We spoke about the Spider-Man universe and how that's going to open up wide.
Right.
They need to make a move. They know they need to make a move. I feel like they're making those moves now. And yeah, I think Comic-Con would be the perfect place for Zack Snyder to walk out on stage as a director of the next movie and say and introduce Henry Cavill as Superman, and then guess who walks out? Christian Bale.
Oh,
I mean, the place would go nuts, but
yes. We'll
see. I think they have to introduce their next Batman first. It would be great if they could do it at Comic-Con, whether or not that's Christian Bale, whether or not that's somebody else.
I likened it to the end credit scene in the very first Iron Man, where Sam Jackson steps forward and says, "I'd like to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative." And it lays the foundation on which Marvel was going to build for the next few years. You know, it's not too soon for them to shoot. They could shoot, you know, just something that says, look, this is what we have planned. You know, everything's not, no one's signed on the dotted line just yet, but this is the direction we're heading, because you're exactly right. They have nothing on the immediate radar.
No. And if they do line up Zack Snyder between now and Man of Steel to direct Justice League or whatever the team up is going to be, I have a feeling that they'll make that big announcement at Comic-Con. We'll have to see what happens. One thing though I would not bank on is that whatever movie being out in 2015, I'm curious to see if Warner Brothers will have a superhero movie out in 2015 to combat the Avengers 2, a possible Star Wars movie. I mean, Disney is going to be cleaning up in 2015. What is Warner Brothers going to do past Man of Steel? Is it going to be Man of Steel 2? Is it going to be a new solo Batman movie? Or are we going to see a team up? It'll be curious to see.
Yeah, it's going to be very curious to see. So we'll keep tracking it.
We will keep tracking it. Thank you very much, Sean O'Connell.
Always a pleasure.